Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. In AI, as in real estate, it's all about location, location, location. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. There's a lot at stake in the artificial intelligence race, fortune, world domination, the future of humanity itself. And although it may feel like it's everywhere, the reality is that the AI race is primarily playing out in just a couple of places. Hubs that offer AI entrepreneurs advantages from the capital to the talent that have drawn many a tech founder over the years. That helps explain why so many AI companies, patents, job opportunities, and a whole lot else are concentrated in Silicon Valley and a series of other very expensive, mostly coastal U.S. cities, says Mark Murrow, a senior fellow at Brookings Metro.
AI in general, two-thirds of all assets and capabilities are in 15 what we call early adopter metros. San Francisco and San Jose, you know, a quarter or more of all activity, job postings, patents, et cetera. And then in places like Seattle, Los Angeles, Boston, account for huge portions of this. For generative AI, you know, ChatGPT and other applications, so-called large language models, we're talking about 60% in just 15 places.
And how worried are you that we're going to keep seeing this kind of concentration as more and more AI startups and development projects pop up?
I'm quite concerned about the concentration dynamic. We call it a winner-take-most geography. And I think until proven otherwise, that is the standard way that technology economies evolve. And for some of it is highly valuable. It's an efficient way for places to innovate, key assets, R&D, finance, deep pools of workers lead to what's called clustering. But if we cluster the economy in just a few places, most places don't have deep connection to it. And especially with AI, which is expected to be an important benefit to regional economies. So it behooves us to find ways that for more places to participate. And for more ideas and more talented people to be contributing.
So if that kind of clustering continues unabated, what are your thoughts on how that affects the direction of AI development in the U.S.?
I think for one thing, it leads to a kind of monoculture where the same relatively narrow group of big tech companies and leading experts develop the technology in the way they see fit, which may not solve problems that are, you know, evident across the country and other markets. Another concern is more of America becoming suspicious of a technology or even innovation in general that is occurring somewhere else. So I think there are some very serious concerns and that we should be thinking about how we might more diversify technology in general and AI specifically.
So what is an up-and-coming AI company to do? I mean, you've touched on this a little bit, but we can't ignore that places like Silicon Valley and Seattle have their advantages. They've got the resources, the money, the people. And that matters if you're trying to compete in the AI race.
If a great idea, you know, sprouts in Indianapolis, you know, I think there's the hope that it can tie into local strengths. Regions and states, I think, need to help with making it feasible to not only have an idea come out, but then to grow it and scale it. And I think there is a role for, you know, federal and state local policy and even philanthropy to help make sure that there are fertile grounds for scaling AI companies all across the country.
Yeah, talk to me more about that, because in this report, you are advocating for spreading the wealth to other places that can support AI development. How does that happen? Is that a job for government incentives? Is that something we see from the private sector?
You know, our thought is that these trends to themselves will just get us more of what we're already getting from technology, which is intense concentration. So it is going to take some active steering and nudging and incentivizing. One thing I think that likely the federal government needs to do is to work hard on making sure that new emerging companies in all places have access to two things that are critical: big data sets for training and other testing, and then computational resources. Another thing is making sure that more places have top quality, really compelling research on interesting use cases. Training, very important. And then states can help with subsidies and supports for clustering. Some places will begin to emerge with really meaningful groups of AI firms, and that's also a very promising way to proceed. I think there's a reason, though, that suspicion around technology in general and maybe AI has arrived at a kind of high level. And I think that may have to do with the fact that AI is concentrated into just a few places, and most places are not participants. And I think a degree of diffusion of AI into new places and more places could be really beneficial for the industry.
In terms of selling itself, getting buy-in from not just the coastal U.S., from the rest of the country.
Absolutely. And not just as a political matter, making sure that we're surfacing talented AI researchers who have figured out great ideas that would help with relevant issues across the country, whether it's in agriculture or whether it's in health services or what have you. And I think we need to access more talent and more ideas across the country.
That was Mark Murrow at Brookings. You can read more thoughts on the current state of AI development in the U.S. from Mark and his colleagues on our website, marketplacetech.org. As Mark mentioned, state and federal government intervention would play a key role in any attempt to spread AI innovation. U.S. lawmakers in the Congressional Artificial Intelligence Caucus recently revealed the CREATE AI Act, which would establish a National Artificial Intelligence Research Center. No details yet on just how much money an effort like that would need to get off the ground, but wouldn't be surprised to see a billion figure in there. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.